Time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. As I used to remember it, the Waterbury Republican. But you can find Ruth's stories in the paper and, of course, on their line, online at Republican American, rep-american.com. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. Happy Monday. And it's good that I'm following the ski report because that's weather is in the stories these days.
Oh, yeah.
With the ski jumps on the horizon next weekend, I gave a call to Willie Hallahan. We spoke, and you know, everybody's interested in how they're going to manage if the weather stays the way it is. They're very confident that the ski jumps will go on this weekend. They've been making snow. It's an amazing operation how they, they're out there starting at Thanksgiving to pile up man-made snow, and they're confident they'll be able to do it. Of course, it's supposed to get cold Wednesday and Thursday, which will be a big help.
They're going to do it. If anybody wants to see how much snow they've made already, you can go to jumpfest.org and scroll to the bottom. They have the camera.
Yep.
And I spoke with Pat Pagano. Every night will be under freezing this week, so there's no problem. And here's the kicker. On Friday and Saturday of this weekend, an Arctic cold front is going to come through. So temperatures will be in probably the 10 to 12 degree range, but 30 to 40 mile an hour winds are possible. And Sunday, there's some moderation. So they're going to ski jump this weekend. It's just that people have to go and bundle up.
Bundle
up.
They'll have the snow, but man, it's going to be.
People do this. They love it.
Just boggles my mind every year to see they're happy to be out there, cold, wind, snow, whatever. But it's a huge tradition. 97 years.
Yeah, and the volunteers, they're just absolutely
unbelievable.
Amazing, yeah.
Willie was describing how they're they'll be round the clock for as it leads up to it. And it's interesting. This year it's a week or two early, and he explained that Ken Barker, who is, head of it all, will be judging up at Lake Placid for the Opens, and that's why they've moved it, so that because he'll be there at the normal weekend time, so they've decided to move it back a few weeks. It's really put Salisbury on the map.
Yeah,
it's incredible. So good for them, and we'll be watching. Couple of stories this week in the paper, and story about Zach Rudess, who is a graduate of local schools and a foreign language teacher. Because of the large vacancy in getting teachers and substitutes, he is teaching Spanish all the way from Spain to Kent and Cornwall kids. And talk about creativity and thinking out of the box.
Yeah, I saw that story. I loved it so much. I read it on the air a couple of times.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it's
good.
A great story.
Yeah, gotten some response on that. The kids love it. He's enjoying it. The principals are, happy to be able to fill that void. And I think, again, a creative way to deal with an issue. And he's a very engaging young man, and it works for both sides. So that's great. Carol Asher, who is a local author and speaker, talked about the Holocaust at the Hunt Library this week. She, her parents were survivors and got out of Nazi Germany and Austria during the war, she spoke, and it was Holocaust National Remembrance Day during the week, so it was a very timely and well-attended talk, and a very important talk. As she said, we have to keep reminding people of what happened.
It reminds me, my father's parents, when they came to this country and emigrated from Israel.
Oh, really?
They didn't have any of their papers because they got out by the, they're lucky.
Yeah.
So they made up names for them on the spot. And my father was named Jacob Mileff on the spot. He eventually changed it to Jackie Miles. But, yeah, there's so many stories about.
So many.
Never mind the people that weren't in the camp that know people that were in the camp that got out by pure luck.
Pure luck, exactly. And she talked about that, and she said, these are the stories that have to be told. It's not, I mean, it's certainly about the wide range of the Holocaust, but the individual stories are just unbelievable. And, you know, these we're losing these people day by day, so their stories have to be told and written and kept for posterity. Looking ahead, it's that crazy week, half January, half February.
Yeah.
So it's always strange.
Not that much going on, really.
Cornwall is having a meeting on its POCD tonight. They do that once a year. The Zoning Commission hosts it, and everybody talks about how they've, you know, what they're doing to follow the what's been set down in their plans of conservation and development. That's a Zoom meeting tonight at 7. The rest of the week is pretty open. Read Aloud Day at Kellogg School is on Wednesday. That's always fun, where community members come in and read to the kids. And a lot of stuff on books this week, because next Saturday is Take Your Child to the Library Day. So most libraries are having programs. Kids are welcome, parents are welcome, and there'll be activities and reading and music and so forth. And I'm looking forward to the Sharon Historical Society Voices of Sharon putting on next Saturday. Betsy Hall and Jen Fairservice are going to be speaking to Brian Ross. They've done this a couple of times, where they get people from the community and they're interviewed and talked about how they, you know, what they've done for the community and the history of it all. And that's at 4:00 at the Sharon Historical Society. So that should be interesting.
You know, we have the Tuberskys have announced that the services for Ed Tuberski are now planned and set. And let me just scroll to that, because it's...
Oh, everybody's interested in that. Good.
It's not that quick
mm-hmm.
in front
okay.
of us, but where is this? I had it all set up to do this, and sure, I can't find it. It figures, okay, here we go. The services will be held Saturday, February 18th at St. Joseph's Church in Canaan at 11:00.
Mm-hmm.
A luncheon reception and celebration of the life with remarks and stories will be held at the Housatonic Cafeteria immediately following the service.
Oh,
and
good.
In lieu of flowers, they're asking people to donate to the Housatonic Athletic Fund.
Oh, great. That's terrific. Yeah. Oh, good, because people have been questioning that and asking about it. So February 18th, very good.
I've got that posted on the WHDD Facebook page and also on our Daily Bugle, so if people want to see it there, they can find it there.
You also... speaking of memorial services, they had one for Julia Sagala at GEAR on Saturday, which was lovely. Julia, as you know, is a longtime educator and resident of Canaan. She, remarkable story for a woman in that era. She traveled by herself to Russia and to China. She did a lot of educational learning. And you know, Marsha, we're losing all these good people. At least we have the history of some of this stuff, and they are well remembered when these services are held.
And how important they all were to this area.
They did. Yeah. Very dedicated, very devoted, yes. So we're onward and upward.
All right, Ruth, we'll check with you next week.
Okay, you stay warm.
I'll try, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Ruth Epstein with the Republican American Report. Once again, her stories can be found in the Waterbury Republican or rep-am.com on the web.